Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Legends Week powered by Siltahar Motors continues, and we go out and bring in former Broncos wide receiver Eddie Royal. Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us. Hey, just to kind of kick things off here, when you look back at your 4 years in Denver from 2008 through the 2011 season, What kind of jumps out to in your mind is maybe the best moment or your favorite memory from your time in the orange and blue?
What jumps out at me kind of frosty. It didn't last long ago. Yeah, like 4 years kind of just flew by, and then next thing you know, I'm playing in San Diego and I'm on a rival team. So that kind of stands out a little bit initially. I wish I could have stayed longer, but as far as the highlights of my career, first off, draft night. I mean, being able to speak to Coach Shanahan, a guy that I looked up to since before I got into the league. So getting a phone call from him to be a Denver Bronco was just awesome. And, I mean, that first game was hard to beat. It was Monday Night Football against the Oakland Raiders in their stadium, and we came out with the win and I had a good game. So that game and then the next game, my first home game, being able to catch a touchdown and then a two-point conversion and win the game. So those two kind of stand out to me.
Eddie, how have you been during this pandemic? I want to, James, me and Eddie go back. I've talked about how Clady's my friend. Eddie and Ryan Clady are best of friends. So we've all been in the same household and under the same roof with our families and stuff like that. So Eddie, how are you doing during this pandemic? How are the kids and all that stuff? And what have you been able to do during this time to make the days go by a little bit faster?
Man, I should ask you, I saw a picture of something on Instagram. You had me worried for a little bit, man.
Yeah,
I meant to reach out to you. So are you good, first off?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm back off the bench, man. I just had to get some stuff cleaned up and something that I needed to do for a couple years. So you know how it goes. We only get that insurance for 5 years after we're done playing. So got to take advantage of it.
Hey, I hear you, man. But for the pandemic, what I've been doing, just luckily I got my backyard finished. I just bought a new house. I'm in Virginia. And so I just bought a new house and finished the backyard, and I didn't hold back at all. I got a basketball court back there. I got a putting green. I also got a pool. So it was done in perfect timing for something like this to happen. So I haven't really had to leave the house too much, but the few times that I do go out, it's out there hitting that golf ball.
Your backyard sounds a little cooler than mine, Eddie, but in my mind, I just heard that we're spending the pandemic the same way, like doing yard work. That's how I heard that. So, hey, you mentioned getting the call from Coach Shanahan on draft night and then those first two games, which, funny you brought that up, the second game, that was the Ed Hockey League game, right? That was when Cutler fumbled the ball, but then they called it incomplete and you guys got a chance to cap that off. But I'm looking at your numbers from that rookie year. 91 catches, 980 yards, 5 touchdowns. I mean, that offense with Cutler, with Marshall, with Tony Scheffler, with Clady, with you, I mean, it was loaded. Do you ever stop and kind of think, man, if Shanahan had stuck around, if they hadn't made the coaching change, just how good that group, which all of you were really young, could have potentially been? You ever look back at that and kind of think, man, we missed a golden opportunity?
Yeah, I definitely think about that. I mean, you look at that offense. We were one of the top offenses in the NFL that year. We just had some injuries on the defense, which kind of limited us and what we could do. And we had a lot of young guys playing on that defense, but that offense was so young. We had Peyton Hillis coming along, and
yep.
He was having a great year to finish up. And, I mean, we just had to add a couple more pieces on the defense and maybe one or two on offense, and we were ready to roll. Because that year, we were only one game out of the playoffs. Had we won that last game against San Diego, it would have put us into the playoffs, and who knows what would have happened. Because, like you said, the team was so young.
Eddie, I want to read off a stat line to you. 15 games started, 129 targets, 91 reception, 980 yards, 5 touchdowns. And that was your rookie year. And since you've done that, there hasn't been a rookie wide receiver to be able to do that and put up those numbers. With the Broncos right now, they went and drafted Jerry Jeudy. They went and drafted K.J. Hamler, two guys that are they're looking to these guys as, hey, they're the future. Do you think that that record is still going to stand in a year from now, or do you think that these guys have a legitimate opportunity of putting up some numbers like you did back when you were a rookie player for the Denver Broncos?
I mean, I hope not. I hope that they can. I hope they both can beat it. To be honest with you, just for the Broncos' sake, I think that both of them are capable of doing it. I mean, you look at what they did in college, and Jeudy was—he got a lot of attention for what he did playing at Alabama. A guy that can run every route, play inside and outside. I mean, his route running ability, as we've seen on Twitter and Instagram, is just through the roof. I'm still shocked that he was there for the Broncos to take. So he's one of the steals of the draft for me. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl guy early in his career. So that I think that he's going to be great right off the bat. It's just how many targets he's going to get. He got a lot of weapons on that offense. So how many targets is he going to get? That's going to determine if he can break the record or not. And then Hamler's a speed guy. I mean, you talk about speed, that guy's got it. So I think they're both capable of doing it. It's just whether the offense allows them to.
Eddie Royal joins us as part of Legends Week, powered by Silter Har Motors. And, Eddie, you were here through an eventful 4 years. So it was the last year of Shanahan, the 2 years under McDaniels, which was a whole we could do probably an hour on that. And then in 2011, you're part of the Tebow season. That was crazy in terms of just the hype and everybody, nationwide getting kind of caught up in all of that. Obviously, you had the big touchdown catch in the playoff game against the Steelers. When you look back at that year, anything that jumps out in terms of just kind of encapsulates the craziness of the 2011 Tebow season?
Oh God! I mean, we just Orlando was there. It was almost unbelievable, even to us playing, that it was happening. I mean, just the nature of us winning those games. I think it was a Jets game that, I mean, we had no business being in the game or winning that game. It was a couple games down to the wire. Even a playoff game, you just look at it and you're like, the Broncos should not stand a chance in this game. And, I mean, we just kept believing in crazy things just kept happening. And I think for a second there, everybody in the locker room actually thought that we might be able to win the Super Bowl just riding this wave. And so, I mean, we had a lot of momentum, a lot of craziness going on, and the fans are going crazy backing us. And we went into New England and found out that Tom Brady is the real deal.
Yeah, we definitely did that. I remember at halftime, I was like, man, can we just call it a game? It's cold out here. Kind of want to be done in this situation. James just touched on your 4 years here. I want to skip past that now. So after that Tim Tebow, right, after we went with the Tebow mania and after that New England game, and you're a free agent now, and obviously everybody's paying attention to where Peyton's going, and you see the Broncos get him. Did the Broncos ever reach back out to you? Was there ever any negotiation talks? And, you know, is there any bad blood or any animosity with you of not being able to come back to the Broncos and play with a guy like Peyton Manning because of the different people, the Jay Cutlers, the Kyle Ortons, the Tim Tebows that you've had to play, and now you just saw the team that drafted you get arguably the biggest free agent in free agent history and sign Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a situation where I wanted to come back, but at that moment, before I signed, I went on a visit to San Diego, and Peyton hadn't made his mind up yet. And I was talking to the Broncos, and they had let me know that, hey, if we don't get Peyton and we have Tim as our quarterback, we're going to be a running team. So the receiver position isn't that highly ranked on the priority list for our team. And so knowing that, they told me that they wouldn't be able to match the offer that San Diego was giving me. So if I did come back, it'd be on a lesser salary than what I would get from San Diego. And just I mean, at that point in my career, as much as I wanted to stay, I couldn't and leave that much money on the table. I had to take care of myself financially first. And as much as I wanted to be there in Denver, it was just the right decision for me and my family.
Eddie, final one for me here. Other than, you know, working on your putting out in the backyard and, you know, swimming some laps, what have you been up to of late? What's been the post-playing career kind of path, and what do you got going on?
Yeah, so I actually looked into coaching, thought about possibly doing that, and I know those hours are pretty crazy. So just messing around, I started doing some broadcasting. I caught a couple college football games last year, and I had a good time doing that. And so I might consider doing that and sticking with that. It'll just be a way to keep me around the game. And since I grew up around it, it's hard to stay away. So calling football games has been a good way to just be around it and still give the audience some of my information that I got.
Eddie, you carved out a nice career, whether it was here with the Broncos out there in San Diego or with the Bears. What would you tell this Broncos offense is so young right now, but what would you tell these young wide receivers? Because I look at this room and there's a lot of talent. Cortland Sutton, he's going into his third year, in his early 20s still. And then you got Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. But what would you tell these guys that are high draft picks that might not see 100 targets in a year? What would you tell these young guys for the Broncos if you could talk to them?
Yeah, I think it's just making the most of every opportunity, overworking. I know that there's a lot of people who believe in resting your legs. And man, these guys need to be able to run all day. That's kind of what I learned when I got to the league, is that if you can outrun everybody, and if you can run every route full speed, even into the fourth quarter, you're going to have the advantage. And the little things matter, man. Whether it's early on in your career or later on, as you know, you got to be able to know the game up top. You got to be able to outsmart your defender. And so not just footwork, it's film study. It's all the little things that sometimes people take for granted. It's going to make them a Pro Bowl player instead of a very good player.
Eddie, I loved watching you play while you were here. You were a joy to cover. Really appreciate you coming on and spending a little time with us today.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming on, Eddie. And it sounds like there are no more meetups at Clady's. We're all going to have to take a trip down to Virginia to see this backyard now.
I'm all about it, but I heard about your new mansion, Orlando. I mean, I know you're still building it. It's so big, it's not even done. I mean, I'm waiting on my invite.
It's funny that you talk about the backyard and you're like the pool and the sports court and the putting green. I'm like, oh, maybe I should do a putting green because I'm doing my backyard right now with the pool and the basketball court as well. So great talking to you, buddy. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There he goes, Eddie Royal, part of Legends Week, powered by Silterhar Motors. And boy, just kind of looking back and thinking of those 4 years, Orlando, he was so much fun to watch that rookie year when he had the 91 catches. His first game, he mentioned it in Oakland on Monday Night Football, he just torched the Raiders. I think that he and Cutler and Brandon Marshall and Tony Scheffler and Peyton Hillis, man, they had the makings of just a dynamic offense that that season. And this goes back to, you know, I remember this from right in the timeline 25 about 2008, they were 8-5 with a 3-game lead in the AFC West, had to win one game down the stretch or have, you know, the Chargers lose a game. They become the first team to ever blow a 3-game lead with 3 games to play in the NFL. And Pat Bowlen decides to get rid of Mike Shanahan, man. If they pull off one of those games or the Chargers lose one of those games, Broncos history could have been a lot different because Mike Shanahan would have remained, and who knows what that offense would have done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you, James. You know, when I look at Eddie's career, you know, he had some feet issues early in his career, but he was a guy that I really learned a lot from him, even though he was at a different position, and just watching him and how he approached the game and always getting out there early, taking care of business. And although he wasn't a 1,000-yard receiver as a rookie, he was 1,000 yards all-purpose. You know, I mean, he had 109 yards rushing. Yep. That year. He had 11 rushes for 109 yards. So his total that year is 1,089 yards. And for him to come in as a rookie out of VTech and for him to get those things accomplished, you know, that's a you got to give him high praise, because not a lot of wide receivers are able to come in and really transition. With the biggest difference for a lot of these wide receivers in the NFL versus college level, in college you might see three defenses being played all game, the whole game,
right.
You know, first quarter, second quarter, all the way through the whole thing. In the NFL, you're going to see that in three plays, three different styles of defense, you know, so right. You got to be able to adapt and adjust. And that's what he did throughout his whole career. And, you know, I've always wanted to ask him that question, you know, was there any animosity, and how were you feeling about the whole Peyton situation?
Right.
And, you know, because that's got to be huge. A team drafts you, you play with Cutler, you play with Kyle Orton, and then you're playing with Tim Tebow. You have three different head coaches in 4 years, and you're finding a way to be successful. And now all of a sudden, Peyton Manning is in Denver, and you're at a division rival, you know? So it was nice talking to him, but he's always been a guy that's just been taking care of business and went about it the right way.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati, with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.